Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand Bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand Bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
All right. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, we're going to play Jordan Davis's brand new song to start the show. Luckily for us, we have Jordan Davis in here for a minute. We actually have recorded a really great interview on Tuesday, which we will act like is live. But we just did it. I'm going to tell you, A+, right?
A plus. Yeah, smoked it.
What, right?
Yeah. Really good.
Great interview.
It's going to air on Tuesday, and we're going to be like, we're here with Jordan Davis. But we just did it now.
Yeah.
But you're here now. And so I do want to talk about the brand new song. It's called What My World Spins Around. So describe the song to me. When you wrote it, what were you feeling?
I think it was a song I wrote about my wife. You know, I love that saying, you know, man, that spins my world around. And it's usually something, sports, you know, fishing, something that we, you know, love. And I think that, you know, my wife is, she's a rock star. So I think I kind of got into that headspace and was like, you know, my world kind of revolves around her. And that's kind of where we wrote it from.
I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Tomorrow night, you'll be in Piedmont, Alabama. True or false?
Piedmont, yes, true.
Okay, and will you play all the good songs or just some of them?
I will play all the good ones.
Okay, will you play any of your crappy ones?
Some bad ones,
Yes, okay.
I'll play a few bad ones,
so you're going to get it all. You're going to get the good ones, the crappy ones, the whole Jordan Davis
experience. The whole nine yards, yep.
Jordan will be in on Tuesday for a big old long fun interview. You guys go check him out. Are you still doing Cameo?
I am. You remember when you threw me under the bus for the Cameo price?
The price.
How much was it?
How much you charge?
I think I was like...
It was over 100, but it was for charity.
It was $100, but it all went to charity. And Bobby was like, God, this guy, well, get off your high horse, bro.
My situation was you could actually make some money for charity if you make it like $35.
You're right.
Because who in the world was, at that time, what the crap did you have as far as songs go?
I didn't have
not
Almost
much.
Babies Out.
Right, not much. Right?
Yeah, I was just slumming. I definitely did have My Dirt. So, but...
Now, if you were to charge that, I don't think I would be as offended by it.
But I think you're right. If I were to go to like $75 and just make it known that like, but that was so funny. I can't remember. Somebody texted me and was like, hey, Bobby's beating you up pretty good on your Cameo price.
I'm getting on Cameo, then I'm going to let you go. Here we go. Jordan.
I don't think I'm on it anymore.
Well, let me say, Jordan Davis, country music singer.
He quit after you.
It's gone up. It's 200. No more charity.
I'm scarred.
It just says notify me when available.
Oh. Mm. So, like, yeah, I have to, like, open it up. I guess I have to, like, get involved.
It'll notify me. I count on it. Tell me when you're available. All right, there he is, Jordan Davis. You could go watch him this weekend. What My World Spins Around is the new song. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank y'all.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My daughter's school year finishes up next week. I'm thinking about giving her teacher a nice bottle of wine as an end-of-year gift. I mentioned this to my friend, and she said she thinks it'd be inappropriate to give a teacher wine. I've known the teacher for a couple years. I know she would appreciate the wine, but is my friend right? Would it be wrong to gift alcohol to a sixth grade teacher? Signed, mom of a sixth grader. Here's the thing. It would be wrong to gift a sixth grader alcohol. I don't think it would be wrong to gift a sixth grade teacher alcohol as long as the alcohol didn't go in the school or the classroom.
Correct.
I think she's an adult.
Yeah.
Adults like wine. And if you're a teacher, you probably really like wine because you need wine. as long as you don't send your kid with the wine to give it to the teacher, or you don't send the wine through the school building, I think it is an absolutely acceptable gift to give the teacher wine. Amy?
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. I think that, yeah, you probably need the proper delivery system in place. And then you need to know, like sometimes you need to know about the teacher. If the teacher likes the wine, great, you're good to go. Like, just know who you're gifting. If not, coffee's always a safe route.
Eddie?
Oh, I think the teacher's going to love that you got him a bottle of wine. Absolutely. But you're right. Don't take that to the school. Don't even.
Yeah, I can't even go to the school. It's got to get to them some other way.
Meet him in a parking lot.
Then that looks shady. But yes, go for it. We say go forth with your wine. Give it to her. Give it to him. Guy or girl, not sure which it is, but that's a great gift as long as they're a wine drinker.
Right.
There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for our listener Fun Fact Friday Fact of the Week.
Hey, morning studio. Did you know the original name of the search engine Google was actually Backrub? And I have another one. Did you know that the heart of the blue whale weighs 400 pounds? Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Jolynn from San Marcos, Texas. Appreciate that. Google was named Backrub. I would save that in your head in case you're playing some sort of trivia game sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
That's something that would come up. And then it's a heck of a heart there.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Okay, 400 pounds. Okay.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! All right, let's count them down 5-1.
Number 5.
The shortest number one hit ever is the song Stay from 1960 by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Oh, this song is just 1 minute and 38 seconds long, and it's from Dirty Dancing.
And it's over, just like that.
I like this song.
I guess I thought it was only a song from a movie and didn't have a full...
Me neither.
Yeah, and then Old Town Road's pretty short too, huh?
Yeah, that is 1 minute, 53 seconds.
Wow, that is short.
Yeah, I didn't know that was on the list there. But so what's that Old Town Road? Where does it fall on the list?
Number 2.
Is there a 3?
I don't have that one.
Okay, there you go.
Number 4.
Speaking of music, your favorite song is likely your favorite because you associate it with an emotional event in your life. And this is a study that was done by the Journal of Psychology of Music.
Which is why you don't normally get a new favorite song later in life. You're usually not 51 years old and you go, I got a new favorite all-time life song. Mm. It's usually somewhere in your teens to your early 30s, with mostly in the middle of that. Like my favorite songs, like John Mayer, Stop This Train, because I was like growing up then and I was like in my 20s trying to figure it out. Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, because my grandma was such a huge Willie Nelson fan. So all of mine are related to specific moments and memories.
Not Watermelon Sugar? Is that a new memory that you made?
No.
Okay.
I like that song. I listen to Harry's House a lot, his new album.
Yeah.
But no, that's not it.
Number 3.
Here's something to think about next time you're on the treadmill. They were invented in the early 1800s as a way of punishing prisoners in England.
Mm-hmm. They put them on to make them walk.
Well, yeah.
And then they all started to get real ripped. And they're like, uh-oh, they're getting bigger than we are. They're going to fight us. They're going to kill us.
There have been 11 different countries with their own version of the show, The Office. And the show is set at a paper company in all of them except Germany, where it's an insurance company. And also in Poland, where it's a bottled water company.
In Germany, that might be a sauerkraut factory.
But why? I wonder why they had to alter it for those countries.
I don't know. Maybe they don't love paper as much. Maybe a more boring culture things, water. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a cult. I assume it's just part of the culture. You ever see Everybody Loves Raymond in Russian?
Oh, yeah. What was that documentary called? Mm-hmm.
That's where I saw it, where he went over. I think Phil Rosenthal is the guy's name who created it. Went to Russia to create their version of Everybody Loves Raymond, and their humor is so different. It's very much slapstick falling down. But they had it, and it was on the air there for a long time.
It wasn't really working because the translation was so weird.
So we had to go over to fix it.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Number one.
So if there was a hole going all the way through the earth and you fell in it, it would take about 38 minutes for you to get to the other side.
Wow.
That's a lot longer than I thought. I was going to say like 20 seconds. Wow, 40 minutes.
That's a big world.
And eventually at some point as you're going, you're like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You just chill or pass out.
It probably gets really hot down there, too.
Well, this is hypothetical. This is,
yeah,
we're not torturing ourselves. Okay. Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this woman, Kathy. She's a mom. She's 55 years old. And a few years ago, she was diagnosed with ALS. And now she's in a wheelchair. But her son, Zach, was getting married. And she wanted to have a dance with him. So there's a video that is going viral of her other sons lifting her up to support her so that she could dance with her son that's getting married. And she says the most special part about this video going viral is that it's helping raise awareness for ALS.
If that were my mom, I think I would be in such shambles crying I would not be able to dance. Like, it's incredibly moving. I saw the video. But I think I would probably just be an emotional wreck if that were to happen, that I don't think I would be able to actually dance. Because I will only dance to one song, and that's Let's Get It Started with Black Eyed Peas.
A lot of movement there.
It is, right? And I'd have been too emotional to do that. I did see, too, in a little side version of this, they took down the original version of that song. Quietly, just took it down. It's not Let's Get It Started. The Let's Get It, the R word. They pulled it all down.
Rockin'?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you off the air. Do you not know?
No. Here. What's with R's?
The R word.
The R word.
The original version.
Why would they even say that?
Well, that was on the album version.
Really?
Yeah, that was the song.
Yeah.
That's what came out.
Wow.
And then on radio, it wasn't. It was just Let's Get It Started. Mm-hmm. And so, but they quietly didn't make a deal about it. They pulled it all, which they should have.
Yeah.
But that's a word, rightfully, it's so wrong to say that back then it was used more liberally. Again, wrongfully. That's it. They pulled it down.
I'm still shocked that that was the original version. Wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I remember when it came out, I wasn't that shocked, but I was like, ooh, they shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Amy, that's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We Googled easy trivia for kids. These are the questions that we got. They'll start super easy. Nobody goes home round one. Amy, your first question. In the category of time, how many hours in a day?
24.
Correct. Lunchbox, how many seconds in a minute?
60.
Eddie, how many days in a week?
7.
Correct. And Morgan, how many months in a year?
12.
Correct. Everybody's good. Nobody goes home the first round. The only person not on the board this season is Lunchbox.
That's all right. Everybody likes a comeback story, you know?
They do. We do love a good comeback.
Everybody thinks they're sitting there up sweet and going to lose. I'm coming.
If you miss, you'll hear this sound right here.
You've been booed.
Up first, she's wearing the tiara because she is the champion this season. Amy, the category is U.S. history. Now we talk about a tiara. You're wearing yours. What president's known for wearing a top hat and having a beard?
Abe Lincoln.
Correct. Lunchbox, the first female vice president of the United States is who?
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Correct. Eddie, how many stars on the U.S. flag?
Stars, there are 50 stars.
Correct. Hey, Morgan, how many stripes on the U.S. flag?
13.
Correct. Good job. All right, everybody's still in. We're moving on to the category of countries.
Yes.
Amy, what country is popular for its pyramids?
That would be, I haven't been, but I would like to, Egypt.
Correct.
Lunchbox, what's the most popular sport in the country of Brazil?
Well, we call it soccer. So I'm saying soccer.
Correct. Eddie, Niagara Falls borders the United States and what other country?
Canada.
Correct. Morgan, the Panama Canal is a waterway in what country? The Panama Canal is a waterway in what country?
South America.
South America is not a country.
That's a continent.
Yeah, and the Panama Canal would be in Panama.
You've been booed.
Oh, my goodness. She's wearing a Yale
the
shirt
The way she laughs.
She's wearing a Yale shirt today. Yeah.
Who cares? I suck at geography. I also have a win
is
and
that
you
like
don't.
Yale, Kansas? Like a town?
No. Yale College.
Is that a restaurant?
Okay.
Morgan has been eliminated.
Yeah, that's fine.
Three people remaining. The category is the solar system.
Oh, yes. Why?
Not including Pluto, Amy. How many planets are in the solar system? Not including Pluto. Always controversial. Okay. Probably a dwarf planet.
I think when Pluto's included, it's nine. So when it's not included, it must be eight.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the first planet of the solar system? The first planet.
Well, I'm going to go to this song by the Raging Idiots. My very energetic mother baked me nine pizzas.
Not how it goes, but you got the first few words probably correct-ish.
So your answer is my?
The planet of Mayendo.
So
myopia.
What baked is?
My very energetic.
Mother
the
made
the first planet lunchbox in the solar system. What are you working with here? What are you thinking?
Well, there's two. There's two that are M, Mars and Mercury. I mean, how do you know which one's first?
Yeah, it's tough.
There's an order? What is.
Do you know anything about Mercury?
No, I don't. No. I don't know anything about Mars either.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to ask that next.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any. The solar system's stupid, just so you know.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's so boring. When
we're
they teach that in school,
right now,
I'd not
though.
Pay
What's
attention.
The first planet of the solar system, Lunchbox?
I'll go with Mars. Why not?
Wow. It's incorrect.
Well, I mean, I
thought he was doing stupid.
Boom.
What do you have on your shirt?
Chicago Cubs.
Oh,
that was Kansas.
Okay, yeah, me too.
I mean,
my very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas. Pizza being Pluto. It's a dwarf planet, but yeah.
Oh, so Maya is not?
Maya is Mercury.
Mercury, that would have been it.
And I really thought he was sandbagging us.
No, I really.
Eddie.
How would I know that?
Come on.
I don't know. First grade?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all
you
want to
know when I started making
grade.
C's? Fifth grade. So.
Eddie.
Come on.
What planet is also named after a Roman goddess?
Venus.
Venus is correct. Nice job.
Oh.
Is that easy?
I had that one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, no chance. All right. Anyway, you're out. Next up, Amy, the category is cartoons. You'll each get two questions in this category.
Okay.
Okay.
Amy, what kind of animal is Jerry in Tom and Jerry? Are you familiar with Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, I feel like it's a... Yes? It's like a... Is it a cat and a mouse?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Or is it two cats?
Tom and Jerry. What is
Well, I don't
Jerry?
Know which one's which. Is it a mouse or is it two cats? Is it a cat? Tom and Jerry. Why am I going to go out because of a cat? A Tom. Which one is it? Who are you asking?
Time. I need an answer.
Who are you asking
What kind
about?
Of animal is Jerry?
This doesn't even look like a mouse. I don't know. A cat.
A cat is incorrect.
You've been booed.
Freaking A.
Tomcat.
Did you say freaking A?
Yes, I did. Because I can't believe Tom, cat, but Jerry's a mouse.
Hey, Eddie,
Come
for the
on.
Win.
Come on, Bo.
What cartoons? Cable network did the cartoon Doug premiere on in 1991?
Yeah, I think Doug was just Nickelodeon. Doug was on Nickelodeon.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I mean, Nickelodeon. Let's go for the win.
Eddie says Nickelodeon for the win. The answer is Nickelodeon.
Yeah!
Eddie takes the lead.
Woo! Hey, what's the score?
I believe you have three and Amy has two.
Let's go, man. I want that.
One.
I want that tiara so bad.
Yeah, there you
Let's go.
Let's go. Nice win, Eduardo.
Thank you.
Nice job, nice job. All right, that's easy trivia. We'll play it again next week. This is Valerie from Michigan.
I just wanted to tell you I'm a daily listener, mentioned, I really appreciate everything that you guys do, and was listening to the show today and heard a listener say that she wanted to use the quote, there's no straight line to success. And I actually wrote that on my wrist when I was listening to the show the other day, because I've been going through some things and some changes in my life. And I just wanted you to realize that we all listen out here every day, and you may not think that some of the things that you say are that important, but to the rest of us, the little things mean a lot. And we appreciate all of you guys on the show.
I'm writing that down on my wrist. The little things mean. See, I'm taking from her. Little things too. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's awesome. We appreciate that, Valerie. The No Straight Line to Success hoodies and like the sweatshirts are going back up today at like 9 Central if you guys want to grab those. So I'll put that up on my Twitter and Instagram. Here is Lori from Harrisburg, PA.
I ordered your book, and what is odd that today I got a package from UPS with just a little card, and it looks like you and maybe your puppy Stanley with a signature, but I didn't see no book, and then I'm getting that the book's coming in June. So I'm just a little confused. Are you just sending out cards since you were going to sign every book and just did it that route? If you can maybe say something about that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
You got it. The
Thank
book doesn't
you so much. Love out. Your show.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking over her. The book doesn't come out till June 14th. Right, Mike? Yeah. So my kid's book comes out. It's Stanley the dog and his first day at school. It's about how you don't always have to fit in, and things that where you're like, man, I don't fit in, actually make you the coolest kids in the whole world. So June 14th, the book comes out. And I said, hey, I'm going to sign every book. And what the book company does is they just make me sign a sheet of paper, and then they end up attaching it to the book, and they send it out. Because I had to sign like 12,000 books. And I said, I just want to do, I want to do art, like specific art that isn't in the book. So we had the artist draw Stanley and myself, and I signed every one of these cards that goes into the book. We sent those out early so people would have them when the book got there. So that's what you got. You got it ahead of the book. The book's coming. It'll be trailing it somewhere. But on the 14th, I would bet you get the book. So that's that situation. Nothing is wrong. We're just a little early on the signed cards, you know? All right, here's one more. This is Jonah listening on Bay Country 94.5.
I have a morning corning for you guys. Did you guys hear about the new song about constipation? Oh, wait. It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. I mean, he can get away with telling that one.
I like the real laughter, too, yeah. At the end where they were like, hang up.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Mandy Moore, Meghan Trainor, Ashley Tisdale, they're all a part of a cool mom club that was organized by Hillary Duff. And the cool part is they get together, they have dinner, they have experts come in, they do baby classes, and they're just describing it as incredible. And I thought, well, how do we get in on this club?
We have multi-million dollar lifestyles, nannies to watch the kids while you're celebrity experts come over.
Yeah, well, I'll normalize this a little bit and share that I'm a part of an adoptive mom's club, and it meets once a month, and it has been a game changer because you do feel support. And there are people that come in. It doesn't cost extra money, but there's people locally, like experts in the field, like people that work with, you know, foster care, and they'll come in and speak and give us tools and tips on how to be better adopted parents.
Now, that's cool.
There we go.
That's really cool.
You can't join the other one.
Oh, yeah.
I like them, but this is a good one.
Yeah, that's like fairy tale, but I just wanted to encourage, yeah, moms listening. Can
but
you
cool, no, mature, loving.
Cool.
Cool, fine, yeah. Cool, fine.
Yes. Cool.
Love it. All right, what else you got?
Kind. So there's a study done for people that use mobile payments. Like, do you use your phone to pay for things?
Well, I have Apple Pay, and so I just click, click. Oh, that looks good. Click, click. There's no click. It has to be what people felt like when they first got a credit card, where you're like, all I have to do is swipe, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I just got to double click. And I get that shirt. Okay. And it doesn't feel like you're spending any money until you get the bill.
Oh, I'm glad you said shirt, because that's the number one thing that we're impulse buying as Americans is clothes.
I'm going to say shirts in general. Yeah, I buy, that's what I buy, clothes, clothes and shoes.
No, but clothes, yeah. Like top the list, because that was another headline in an article that I saw, was that we spend like hundreds of dollars on impulse purchases and we're just not thinking about it. And we're like, click, click, got it, duh. And then we're in all kinds of debt.
Let's struggle with that hundred.
Hundreds
of dollars. All right, what else?
A new study has found that long COVID symptoms like brain fog, dizziness, and fatigue could last more than a year. So some that are dealing with long COVID, which most people that are, they're part of a population that was, they're vaccinated and they never were hospitalized for COVID. They actually had mild symptoms, but then boom, after they got quote unquote recovered from COVID, they have all this stuff that's wrong with them.
Yeah, I know somebody who struggled for 6 months, heart issues, all of it. He got COVID, he's vaccinated, COVID was easy. Oh, done. But then heart problems like crazy, swollen heart.
brain issues, jeez, all of it from long COVID, which isn't a really sexy story to talk about, but was like, what's wrong with me? And then went to the doctor. It's like, you have long COVID. Mm.
Yep. Yeah, and it's a real thing. And we're just learning more as it's happening. But the longest follow-up study was just completed. And they said that it could be for more than a year that people deal with it.
Yeah, that's how you're talking about Eddie and Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have long COVID, though.
Well, I wondered if they, but Morgan still can't. I know,
but
she doesn't have long.
That's not long COVID. Okay. If you lose your voice. Long COVID are symptoms that stay on you and get worse.
Yeah.
And you're so tired. She couldn't come to work if she had long COVID.
Right. But they're the only people here that have had COVID.
You had short COVID, but you're still talking about it. So it's
long. Yeah, I still have that brain fog, though. Yeah.
No, you had that before COVID.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Morgan?
No, for real. There's some things, like, I don't remember. I don't remember long-term things very well. And I'll try and do my workouts, and I'm dying halfway through, and they're like, yeah, you've got some of it. It's not as intense as some people's, but you definitely have long COVID.
Well, stand by Eddie. He had brain fog before COVID.
Mm-hmm. But it's getting worse, though.
No, Eddie, that's still... All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So last week, the Milwaukee Brewers, who are a Major League Baseball team, for you those people that don't follow sports, they did a thing called Kindness in Milwaukee, and their only job was to go out and do something kind. So some people showed up at Starbucks, getting the tab for people. The others went to the grocery store and bagged groceries for the customers. People went to the hospital, delivered lunch. So the Milwaukee Brewers, all the staff and baseball players, just went out in the community and had to do kindful things for people.
That's awesome. I thought you were going to say went to the hospital to deliver babies. I was like, wow, that's a big...
Can you do that?
No. Just walk in. I didn't know if they're Major League ball players. Maybe they got a free pass to do that. That's really cool. What I didn't like was you being angry at people for maybe not knowing who the Brewers were at the beginning of this. This story is Milwaukee. For some of you, don't know baseball.
Well, I mean, some people, which is shocking that people don't like sports. It's very
okay,
weird.
Okay, getting angry again. All right.
But yes, it's pretty cool the Milwaukee Brewers to do that to give back to their community.
That's a good story. Milwaukee, by the way, one of the most underrated, awesome cities in America, which it never shows up on any of those lists. And so I've been there a couple times working with American Idol. And I was always like, man, this city is so cool. I just think of Laverne and Shirley and beer.
Does it smell like beer?
No, it does. If you drive in, when you're driving in, like if you're driving from Chicago.
I never smelled beer.
Now listen, if you've ever made the drive from Chicago, that little hour up to Milwaukee, you roll down those windows, it smells like beer.
I never made the drive. We flew in and it didn't smell like beer.
You had a different experience.
But a lovely city. All right, that's a good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.